It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
What?
Peace be with you.
You make me physically sick to my stomach, and I wish that you would get a heart attack.
What is wrong with you?
Nothing.
What is wrong with you?
Nothing.
What is wrong with you?
Hey, back off.
What?
I said back off.
What?
Thank you. That's all Stanley. Stanley from The Office last night. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We're getting geared up for the big party tomorrow. We really want to see everybody. It's really our coming out party, as it were.
We'd like to meet you.
It's very exciting for us. We'll be at the L'Oreal Plaza Restaurant, 18th Street Northwest, for the best Cinco de Mayo party. Someone could win 100,000 pesos, which we found out earlier today is actually 9,000 American.
That's a lot of money.
Ay caramba.
Isn't that incredible? Enjoy Dos Equis responsibly. Who is the actor that does the voice on the Dos Equis commercials? Have you heard those ads?
I think it's just a voice guy, but he's great.
No, I really, there's something I heard.
Somebody famous?
Normally, I don't drink beer. You hear that voice, and it sounds like somebody that might have been in a mafia movie. Is that?
It's Bruce Valanche.
Yes, thank you, you old queen.
Oh, come on.
Hey, before we get to, we're going to get started. Paige Davis is going to be coming on the show to talk about her fabulous show, Trading Spaces. And before we do that, let's open up the audio vault and see what we've got here. Boy, we got a lot of stuff in here, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
Is this a two-pager or a one-pager? I can't tell.
Just one page today, 2008.
I didn't lose anything today.
It's a fat page.
All right. Clay Aiken on his sexuality. That has to be worthwhile,
I would
imagine.
Well, I know you love hearing his voice.
Let's listen to Clay Aiken, cut number two, talking about his sexuality.
How hard has it been for you to deal with
Billy Bush?
The lows, meaning the scrutiny about your personal life, most pointedly your sexuality. Why do people care at all?
I really have no idea. It can be difficult, especially initially. I think when you get into anything and you're not used to people scrutinizing this, that, or the other, it bothers you. After a while, you kind of just say, forget this.
And does it play to your advantage to sort of leave it as a mystery? I mean,
I don't.
Oh,
does
boy.
It play to my advantage? I don't really know. I don't. Maybe so. Who knows?
I'm Clay Aiken.
Do you like tree nuts?
Tree nuts. I'm allergic to my tree nuts. Got to be very, very careful. I'm scared of tree nuts. And what's this thrown panties? They throw panties at them?
Yeah, you want to hear?
Yeah, cut number three.
With Billy Bush.
You know, it took a break after for a while, and they used to attach checks to them, which was pretty funny. They did. They would attach checks to
hold it.
For my
stop
foundation.
The presses. Yeah. I don't want to hear any more Clay Aiken. I'm very excited. There's no waiting in line for this woman. We get right to her on the show. This is a very important guest, and I do not want to wait. Ladies and gentlemen, one of our favorites on the show, Paige Davis.
Yeah.
Hello, Paige.
Hey. Hi.
Oh, you sound just as perky as you are on the TV. That's real exciting.
I'm glad you think so.
How are you,
I'm
Paige?
I'm sitting here with a scowl on my face. I've got you all fooled.
Oh, you're wonderful. First, let me get this right out of the way, Paige. First of all, this is Mike. Say hello to Buzz and Rob.
Hi, Paige.
Hello.
Hi, Paige.
First, let me get this out of the way, Paige. Will you come to my house and decorate any of my rooms? I will pay $2,000.
Are you sure you want me to decorate now?
No, you don't have to do anything. Just stand there.
Yeah, that's our best decoration.
You know, you can work on my computer. I don't give a rat's butt about it. You can do that with
me. I'm just decoration in and of myself. Is that what you're trying to say?
You know, it's just really, you know, obviously everyone is happy to have you back on Trading Spaces. And for a network like the Learning Channel, I think a lot of people have been familiar with your roller coaster ride on this show. How do you feel about all the ups and downs and all this career stuff? You were there, then you weren't there, then they didn't want you there, then they wanted you back, then the ratings went down the crapper, and now you're back, and they're excited because the ratings are going up again. Well, I mean, it's really been, it's been insane, and it's gotten a lot of publicity.
Indeed. Sometimes I feel a little weird with so much attention being put on it, but I definitely feel vindicated, I think.
Now, are you at liberty to talk about anything that, because, you know, when I was looking, when I was reading about this, they didn't give a lot of information as to what exactly happened. And are you at liberty to talk about that? Can you talk about the whole situation?
It was a very painful experience. Mm-hmm. And it definitely wasn't fun. It was done in a relatively harsh and cruel way. But I do feel for the network. I know that they were wanting to keep the show fresh and keep the show alive. And they did a lot of different things to change it up. And not using a host and therefore not using me, was just one thing in a list of many things that they tried to do. Mm-hmm. And I think that they sort of went about it the wrong way.
Yep. You're so sweet and so nice.
I really disagreed with their decision. I really did. But I know that they were struggling. What's so wonderful now, obviously, Vindicate to be asked back. I'm very happy to be asked back, and it's very thrilling. But I also think what's great about it is this: there's a new regime at TLC. There's all new people running the show, as it were.
And there should be after what they did to you. Right.
And, it was... I really think that, no pun intended, or maybe pun intended, they've hit the nail on the head this time of how to keep the show really, really fresh and new, but without changing our mission and changing who we were. I mean, before the network was being run by people who were, changing our rules and changing our format and changing, everything about the show, and the fans were like, but this isn't even the show I know and love anymore.
Right.
So I think, this new regime has really found a way to get in there, bring back our old rules, bring back our format, bring back so many of the just even the silly, charming elements that our fans love so much, like all the fast motion, like when they're unloading the room and, all that stuff. Even our theme song is back.
Huge.
Like the music is back, and that's cool. So exciting. So, and I'm back.
Yes, you are back.
And we're coming to Denver. That's the biggest thing. We're coming to Denver. We're so excited.
When are you coming to Washington, D.C.? Are you going to come to D.C. at all?
No.
No. That's so disappointing.
For her own safety, Mike.
Not this year. Not this year.
They have been to the D.C. area.
We've been to D.C. a number.
I know you did a house in Ashburn.
We'll come back.
Yeah.
You've done a lot of theater work, and one of the things about the Learning Channel, shows like yours are the marquee products for the Learning Channel. Mm-hmm. But when I look at someone like you, you've done theater work. You get kind of a theater and an acting background, doing a lot of different kind of TV stuff. Do you want to raise the bar? Do you see yourself doing that as far as TV acting, where you might get a little bit more involved in drama or comedy, on a series or something like that?
When I was booted off of Trading Spaces, I signed a development deal with King World and CBS. Mm-hmm. And in fact, I had a sitcom written for me, but it never did make it to air.
So you might do that down the road sometime?
Oh, absolutely, of course.
This may embarrass you, and I mean this completely out of love, Paige, but... you know you're a sex symbol. You're aware of that, right? Well, you have to.
No.
Look. In the land of the internet, Paige Davis, I will tell you there are certain people that are researched, and there are certain people that are not. Let me tell you something. People, you are a popular lady on the internet.
Yeah. Way up there.
Well, thank you.
Seriously, what is your take?
Am I completely in a different twilight zone? Are you guys in Denver?
No, we're in Washington, D.C. That's why we want you to come to Washington.
Funny. I thought I was talking to you guys about us being in Denver and doing a casting event. I feel like a total dopehead now.
No, that's okay. This is almost this is your Paula Abdul moment right now.
Yeah, exactly.
You're fine.
Seriously.
Yeah, that's what it is. No, really, I'm hearing another radio station in my other ear.
Well, you know what? You could have gotten, if you didn't bring it up, we never would have known at all. True. It just sounded like you were being rude when we asked you if you're coming to Washington, D.C. That's all. Other than that, that's fine. Now, I mentioned the sex symbol thing, but seriously, what is your take in being caught up in the tabloid culture? Because you did have a little bit of that where you were in the tabloids and people were paying attention to your personal life and all that. How's that for you? How do you handle that?
You know what? If it brings more attention to the show, so be it.
There you go.
Yeah, that's it.
I like that attitude. Now, when you're doing the show, can you tell right away if the hubby wants you? If the hubby is doing the entire project for one simple reason, he wanted. Now, that's happened. Sure. You know this husband. The lady says, we're going to work with the neighbors and we're going to trade rooms. It's going to be really cute. It's going to be on television.
You know what's so funny is it's never the husband that tells me. It's always the wife.
Sure.
The wife always pulls me aside and says, oh, my God, my husband's so in love with you.
I'm going to give you credit as far as the producers of the show. When I watch the show, I always have that on my mind because you see these guys, but they're very good at either prepping the guys or showing them, tell them to keep it calm. And you're so bubbly and you're nice and sweet to everybody. It's very difficult to tell, but I always wondered that. That was always a question I wanted to ask you.
What, that am I an angel in the kitchen and a devil in the bedroom?
Well, you know what? It was not my question, but if you want to go there, I would have no problem with that. And I'm can I just say the question is yes?
I do think you bring up a very valid point, mm-hmm. which is, you know, a lot of the women on Trading Spaces are are hotties. Mm-hmm. You know, we've really got hot chicks on our show, mm-hmm. and we've got gorgeous guys too. I mean, the women, they definitely have their eye candy. Huh. We are not depriving them, that is for sure.
Good. Now, when you got into this job as far as hosting the show, you didn't, you know, it's not like you were a carpenter. You had a background in that. I mean, you were an actress and you were a personality, and that's why you're a Broadway gypsy. Now, could you like go downstairs and you know, change cabinets and stuff like that and be able to pull it off?
I could do some things. I don't know if I could do that by myself, but wow. I would definitely be an excellent assistant.
I would help you.
Agreed.
I would help you. With inflation, do you see Trading Spaces no longer having the $1,000, maybe going to like $800 or $700?
No. In fact, what I have found is that our designers have completely risen to the occasion, and actually with, you know, our current economic situation in this country and sort of the downturn of our economy right now, I think it's even more refreshing for viewers to be able to see rooms done for under $1,000. Now, granted, a lot of that is because we are doing the labor ourselves, and it's harder when you're just literally a couple at home and you don't have a professional carpenter and you don't have a designer.
Right.
But it's you know, it still gives you that very solid feeling that, hey, I might not be able to do that in 2 days, but I can definitely do something and not spend a lot of money and not spend a lot of time and make a big impact in my room. And I think, you know, especially now when everything is like, oh, you're getting it all for free and it's like amazing and now we're going to send your kids to college. And but it's like that doesn't happen to everybody. Mm. And we actually allow people to see things that they can really, really do. And we show that it can be really, really fun all at the same time.
Well, that's because they're all watching you, Paige. That's the way that works.
Of course, this has been the biggest ego boost interview of my whole life.
Oh, well, you know what? And that's why we asked right away if you're going to come to Washington, D.C. And now that you know that we're not in, cold, miserable, mile-high Denver, you know, we're here in the swamp of Washington, D.C. You come down and see us there.
I'll tell you what. If there were no plans, you're definitely doing a good job of wooing.
Good. Well, I know, Paige, you've been very generous with your time. We know you have to get going, but I want to give you our celebrity get to know me quiz.
Get
do you have
to
time?
Know me.
Get to this is get to know me.
Get to know me
with Paige Davis. A series of 14 very rapid fire questions, and all we ask is that you answer these as truthfully as you possibly can. Are you ready?
Okay.
Here we
go.
Question number one: do you have any pets?
Yes.
Could you tell them? Tell us what they are, please.
Maltese. Her name is Sophie, and she's sitting beside me right now.
Oh, well, I wish I was Sophie. Anyway, question number two: are you or have you ever been religious, and if so, what faith?
I was brought up Jewish,
mm-hmm.
and I think I used to be significantly more observant than I am now.
Mm-hmm. Number three, do you own a gun?
No.
Question number four, are you a sports fan, and what teams?
I'm sorry, what?
What, are you a sports fan? You're not going to make everybody. Okay, she doesn't want to answer that way. Question number five.
No, I'm saying no.
Oh, really? No. Not at all? No sports at all? Very good. Question number five.
You know what the sport I like to watch the most is baseball.
All right. It's baseball.
Very nice.
Hey, Paige.
All-American.
That's my favorite, too.
Good.
Okay. Question number five. What is your opinion? What is your opinion of the elderly?
Of the elderly?
Of the elderly, yes. We ask silly questions.
They're completely underappreciated and misunderstood in our country.
That is a
and
very
undervalued.
Good answer.
That's a sweet
there you
answer.
Go, Buzz.
I'm with you on that one.
Thank you.
Question number six. May we see the contents of your wallet?
Through the radio?
Yes.
Yes.
Sure.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks.
Question number seven. What is your favorite food?
Cheese.
Okay. Very good.
So hot.
That's hot.
Question number eight. Who is the greatest American of all time?
Oh, my God.
Take your time, Paige.
Who is the greatest American of all time?
Greatest American of all time. In your opinion, of course.
Is it Vern Yip?
No.
Would you like
Madonna.
To?
Madonna.
Good answer.
Good answer.
That's a good answer. Number nine, what is your beverage of choice?
Gin.
Oh,
wow, baby.
I'm enjoying this get to know me quiz. Question number 10, when the time comes, do you fold or crinkle your toilet paper?
Crinkle,
yes. Question number 11, as far as like spiders, snakes, that type of thing, what scares you?
Oh, my God, spiders more than anything in the world.
Spiders, good answer.
Hearing the name sent shivers down my spine.
We're almost done. 12, question number 12. Name the one TV show you try never to miss besides your own.
Name one TV show I try what?
You try never to miss besides your own.
Oh, my gosh. So You Think You Can Dance.
Oh, okay, very good. Uh-huh. Question number 13.
There's like a million of them, though. I mean, I could list off.
That's okay. Hey. So You Think You Can Dance is fine. Question number 13. How many times a day do you brush your teeth?
Three or four.
Wow. Impressive.
All right. We all could try to do a little better than that.
Yes, we could do better.
And your last question, question number 14, what is the sexiest characteristic of a man, in your opinion?
His hands.
His hands. Yes, sirree. Mine are real.
Oh, you said characteristic.
Yes.
Not thought. I'm thinking.
No, you know what? We will accept.
That's fine. I went to body.
You know what? That's fine. We will accept a part of the anatomy. That's fine too.
It can be physical.
Oh, and I would say, a man who's good with his hands. Also, I think that's all kind of part of it.
Paige, can I ask you one last question? When is Trading Spaces on in Denver?
Well, that would be mountain time, right? So
Saturdays
at 9.
Saturdays at 9. You are wonderful.
Saturdays at 8. I don't even know. But really? All you need to know is when it's on in D.C. Saturdays at 9.
Right. Saturdays at 9. Check out Paige Davis on Trading Spaces. She's back,
yay,
and we're very happy. Paige, it's been wonderful talking to you. Thanks for taking the time, and we love you on the show.
We love you.
You guys have been a ton of fun. Thank you so much.
Okay, you take care.
Bye, y'all.
That's Paige Davis. Oh, my God.
If there is a more more delightful woman on television, bring her to me.
It's kind of difficult to go back to the audio vault after that. I just want to linger in Paige.
Cold in here in the vault
for just a second.
I smell daisies and pound cake.
She said a few things where she didn't even answer the question. She got all sexy and stuff. You know, what did she say? Something about the devil in the bedroom and an angel in the kitchen.
Angel in the kitchen. Yeah.
I didn't even ask her that question, Beth Ann McBride.
Mike O'Mara, are you in love?
I'm a fan of Paige Davis's.
Yeah.
I like. Well, she's very perky. What? I thought I asked her some normal questions.
I think she was flirting right back.
Yes, yeah, yes, she was.
Yeah, right.
She's agreed to be a buzzbear.
What do you mean? What's my favorite food? And do I want to go to bed with you?
Yeah, I will.
What's my favorite food? Mike O'Mara.
Isn't radio great when they can't see what you look like? It's so much fun. Rob, getting back to the audio vault.
Mike, how have you been?
Let's
have a good show.
Thank you very much. Let's have a palate cleanser right here.
Cut number 4 will cleanse your palate.
All right, this is Billy Bush. This is
Isn't
we love
this just suck.
We have a love-hate relationship with Billy Bush. This is when we're so jealous. Mm-hmm. This is classic Billy Bush being Hollywood guys at the Kentucky Derby.
Good morning, Meredith. This is fantastic.
Yes, it is.
Beautiful. And every year, the first Saturday in May, the world.
Can we just start it again?
It's this is so Billy Bush. This
textbook.
Is, really,
fantastic.
I believe. I believe our friend Billy Bush wakes up in the morning, and this is what he says.
Good morning, Meredith. This is fantastic. It's beautiful.
That's it. We don't need the rest of the statement. Rob, I swear to God, we don't need any more of Billy Bush.
Okay, very good.
What about is this from The Office?
This is that great Steve Carell monologue that we were talking about before the show.
Yeah. Okay, if you didn't get a chance to see The Office last night, Steve Carell is just playing the camera, and he's doing a monologue starting with Rodney Dangerfield. He mangles it and listens. This is
I am a good person, and sometimes good people don't get no respect. Rodney Dangerfield.
Hey, I don't get no respect. No respect at all.
An ass.
When I was in the sandbox as a kid, I got no respect.
Great ass.
My wife likes to talk after sex. So she called me from a hotel room, said, I don't respect you. Thoughtless. You know what don't get no respect? Airplane food. Why don't they just make the plane out of the airline food?
Okay, that's it.
Now, we were talking.
That's what he does. He goes on for like a minute and a half.
You guys were theorizing earlier today that piece was written. I think he ad-libbed that.
We were talking about it. And
I'd love to know.
You know, we had Stanley on from The Office, Leslie David Baker, I believe.
Right.
And he was talking about how they, you know, how they have to do long takes. And, you know, they sometimes crack themselves up. We didn't ask him that question, how much of it is ad-libbing.
Yeah.
I would imagine a good chunk of it would have to be.
I think so.
It's just too real. But sometimes, you know, they surprise you and they say those moments that look so real. It's just because they're great actors.
Yeah, that
remember
could be.
Melora Hardin, who played Jen Levinson, and we had her on.
Is she the lady that got hit by the car?
No, that was Meredith.
Okay, we had her on, too.
But
right.
The one that plays Michael's wife.
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm.
She said there was not as much ad-libbing as you might think.
Oh, really?
That the writing is really sharp. You know who does a lot of the writing?
Ooh.
Is B.J. Novak.
Oh, the guy who's now the a-hole, the guy with the beard, the 5 o'clock shadow who moved out.
You know what,
office.
Really, probably not the biggest laughs on The office.
No.
But as far as just a guy that is the pure office, you know, dink.
Yeah.
I mean, that guy's perfect. Now, you see him. I mean, even when he pulls in and he's checking himself in the mirror, you just know the guy. It's like a-hole alert.
If you go back a couple seasons before he was addicted to cocaine on the show,
right.
He was a close second to Jim for doing the great looks at the camera.
Oh, yeah.
So nice guy.
Really good.
All right. So we've got Office screwed up. Rosie on The View. Robin Williams on Barack and Hillary.
That was sort of funny, but it's Robin Williams. So proceed with your own.
Robin Williams. All right, everybody. I'll stop you when we start to get a low-grade headache on the Robin Williams.
Now, are you doing a lot of topical stuff, like you get the presidential race?
Oh, the race is pretty amazing. I mean, I love watching the people are like, if you look at the country, they're going, they're kind of a white woman and a black man. I'll have a beer. No, wait a minute, hold on. I mean, what are they afraid of? They think Obama, who's very eloquent, you know, a very tan Kennedy, if you will.
Right.
And yet... That's for the folks in Connecticut. So, I'd have him to the club for the day, you know, it'd be great. But it's kind of a weird thing. Are they afraid that all of a sudden he'll take the oath of office and go like, you're now president, Mr. Obama, and he'll suddenly turn into Flavor Flav? What's up, what's up? Yo, you!
That's good. That's
pretty good for Robin Williams.
We got Bill O'Reilly. I don't know. You know, Rob, it's Friday. I don't think we need Bill O'Reilly. Cher will not do Dancing with the stars. I don't care. How about Cynthia Nixon on Becoming a Lesbian?
Now, you've seen her her husband, right?
Yes, I have, yeah.
Pretty, right?
Well, it looks a lot like DJ Busby. I hate to keep bringing up that name.
DJ Busby and his laundry dream. All right. Let's hear Cynthia Nixon on Becoming a Lesbian.
Then you fell in love with a woman, were you as shocked as we were?
I was pretty shocked, I have to tell you.
Were y'all shocked when that happened?
Did you cry? I didn't cry, but it kind of made my day.
I did.
Oh.
No, we're really, when you guys heard that, did you tell them first or tell your friends first, or was it like in the news and we all heard it at the same time?
Let's see, Kristen knew about it first, and then and I think
I know her.
Yes, but
Christine.
Yes. And then I think other people were left to fend for themselves when it all erupted, and these ladies did great, and so did Mr. Noth, I know, who's coming out later. He also...
Why are they cheering for that?
Mr. Noth.
Chris Noth.
Oh, Chris Noth, the big.
Okay. Mr. Big, yeah.
All right.
So that's a you know.
All right, that's it. Cynthia, no big whoop on that one. And
you
Gary,
know what I say to that?
What's that?
Good morning, Meredith. This is fantastic.
Billy Bush. Good morning, Meredith. This is fantastic. Listen, I'm in my own bedroom and I'm looking in my own mirror. This is great. Fantastic.
Good morning, Meredith. This is fantastic.
Beautiful.
It's beautiful.
You know, we can isolate that
okay,
one. We'll
you got
say
it.
That. And any of this Gary Coleman stuff have any decent stuff before we go to break?
He has. I think you might want to hear about his anger problem.
He's
just
nuts.
A taste.
I like all things Gary Coleman. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
You always have. He's on the show Divorce Court with his wife, but they're not divorcing, just cranky.
Okay.
Mrs. Price, let's talk about Mr. Coleman for a moment. You say he's got anger issues.
Yes. If he doesn't get his way, he throws a temper tantrum like
what
a five-year-old does. And he, like, stomps the floor, and he's like, man! He starts throwing stuff around, and he bashes his head in the wall, too.
Mr. Coleman, can you give it to me that maybe your temper is a problem that you need to deal with?
Absolutely, because I can't continue to take it, having a temper like that where I'm having trouble breathing because I get so angry or I get so frustrated, I'm banging my head against the wall.
Wow.
Because I'm still in the fight. I'm still in the argument and nothing has changed. Why can't it just be simple?
Yeah.
You know, why am I always on the hook and I'm always the bad guy? And when I try to state my case or explain things to her, or try to get her to understand my point of view, my point of view doesn't matter.
Yeah, Gary.
Wow. And you're a hobbit, so I mean, that's it.
Well, how would you like it if you saw Gary Coleman beating his head against a wall?
Well, it's not the wall. He actually does against the floor molding. That's what he does normally.
Good morning, Meredith. This is fantastic.
Play the...
Beautiful.
One more time, please, on that. Billy Bush.
Hey, good morning, Meredith. This is fantastic. It's beautiful.
Hey. I'm at the Kentucky Derby, Meredith. I'm where all the beautiful people always are. Incidentally, did I mention that I went to Donald's wedding down at Mar-a-Lago? I'm Billy Bush. I'm the luckiest man in the world. We have our final buzz of the afternoon and lots more fun. We'll take your phone calls, 877-365-3636. And we will be right this after back, Billy Bush.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.